Well, our report first focused on the savings that the agencies obtained through the OMB initiative. OMB had set out a goal of saving $40 billion in contracting savings over a two-year period. And the second dimension of this initiative was to reduce the use of high-risk contracts. And those would be things like non-competitive contracts, time and material contracts, and other things that tend to increase the risk to the government if not used properly.
As you looked at these elements, what did you find about the actual savings that OMB talked about in hindsight having achieved?
Well, at the outset, OMB hasn't really reported out on the full results of their initiative on both the savings and the high-risk contracts. So when we went in and looked at it, what we found that with respect to the actual savings, we found that it was actually hard for us to identify what the overall savings were due to the initiative because of unclear guidance, data discrepancies, and things like that, for example.
You write in this report, for example, one agency reported about $1.9 billion in savings that represented total contract obligations rather than savings, while NASA reported $660 million in savings resulting from the decision to retire the space shuttle. So it does appear, did you find a variability among agencies as far as what they reported and the criteria and maybe even the ground rules as to how they were supposed to report it?
Yes, we found there was some confusion, I think, on the part of the agency as to what the actual expectations were, what types of things would count or not. But when you looked across the agency's actual use of the guidance, we did find some variability. Probably a good example is agencies, when they contract for services, they're required to close out the contract. What we found that, in that case, one agency, when they closed out a contract and deobligated money off the contract, they called that a savings, whereas another agency didn't call that a savings, but they had savings due to an expedited closeout process. So right there is one example of a difference in how the guidance was interpreted.
So you mentioned the high-risk contracts earlier. You write in this report, GAO found in fiscal 2010, agencies decreased use of those contracts as a share of base spending by less than 1%, and the original goal from OMB was 10%. Did you get a sense of why that was? Were there some external influences there that maybe prevented agencies from getting to that 10% goal?
Well, there were some things like the actual data used for the analysis, and we basically tried to replicate the analysis, and we found that there's some inherent coding errors in the federal procurement data system that partially attributed to the different answer we got than the administration got. Also, there were some assumptions used that they used and that we used in terms of how certain contracts were to be counted. But I have to say the biggest thing that point that we had in this area was that the guidance only wanted agencies to focus on new contracts when you're awarding new contracts. And our analysis also included the idea that you might want to look at the full potential of this savings initiative by looking at contracts that are underway. So in other words, you might have a base year contract for 1 year, and then you have option years. Well, each time you look at that contract each year, there's an opportunity to take a look at the contract type and see, based on the experience of performance to date, is there a way to change that contract to a different type?
So the potential exists in those cases to shift from a high-risk type contract to a lower-risk type.
That's right. And but I think the focus on new was fair enough because it just gave that added emphasis to make sure that they're selecting the right contract type for the given situation.
Did you find some success stories, some agencies that are achieving savings at a significant level that fit with what OMB was getting at with these with the original guidance?
The third section of our report covered what I thought was it was a real good opportunity to showcase some of the actual positive strategies that agencies were taking. These are things that we think have the opportunity to help the agencies achieve longer-term savings and improve outcomes. And many of these that they took were consistent with a lot of our past recommendations. And just to give you an example, there were several savings that we thought looked pretty good in terms of improving acquisition planning and preparation. That's real key to the acquisition process. Also, the strengthening the acquisition workforce. There were some examples where one agency hired some cost and price analysts, and they reported a savings of $60 million because those analysts were able to review contracts and offer other type of support to the contracting agency. So those are just examples of things that we felt were important to highlight, let the other agencies see some of the good things that the agencies are doing, and then hopefully they can be replicated across the government. So that section, I think, was really important for stressing the positive things as well.
As you looked at all of these issues and compared what you saw to what the original intentions were from OMB in this guidance, what were the recommendations that you had?
Well, we had several recommendations, actually. One of the recommendations was to improve the guidance to the agencies. That was a recommendation we made to the administrator of OSCP. That would help clarify and allow them to gather the information in the future as to the nature of the data being reported by the agencies. Is it pretty similar? And things of that nature. We did have a broader recommendation, though, to the director of OMB. It wasn't clear to us whether this particular initiative is going to be in effect for fiscal year 2011 and beyond. And, you know, as you know, the administration came out with another initiative looking to cut contracts in certain areas. And so we just felt that making that clear to the agencies would be useful. And we had several others.
You mentioned that you recommended to OMB that they clarify the guidance that they put out. To what degree are you specific about that, or is it just a recommendation that there is work to do here and you leave it to them to try to determine how to do that?
Well, when it comes to the savings, we weren't so prescriptive. We just think it could be better defined as to how the agencies are identifying these savings and reporting these savings, and also maybe some guidance on validating the savings. Because as I mentioned earlier, when we went through the data, we found some of these savings that were being reported that really didn't seem consistent with maybe what the initial guidance was. So that was one particular area.